time to find out who is going to be in the Disaster Mind chair today. Are we revealing this on the webcam, by the way?
No, they're not.
No?
No, it's just the game.
Okay. If you go to the website, by the way, you'll be able to watch Disaster Mind this morning. bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Go to our website. Right at the very top, it'll say webcam. You can do it on your phone as well, I think. But you can't see streaming, but you can see the picture. But
please don't be me. Please don't be me.
If you go to live cam and click it, you will see the Disaster Mind chair and logo. Very impressive. Should I stop talking and open an envelope?
Yeah.
All right. I have an envelope in front of me which says Tuesday.
Tuesday.
And this will have... it will have the specialist subject written down, so it won't have the name, because they were all done before we knew who got what. Once again, my specialist subject was chosen by Dom, which was you two.
Yeah.
Dave's is Siberian Huskies, which
Tina wanted. Thanks for that, Tina.
Tina got the one I wanted, Back to the Future Part 1, and Dominic got Dave's, which is UK dialing codes.
Terrific.
And I can reveal... The subject of today's Disaster Mind is... in my hand now, and I'm about to read it out.
Shall I spread it?
Oh, no!
It is dialing codes of the UK!
Yes. Oh, yes.
Which means, Dominic Byrne, you are going in the Disaster Mind chair... we're going to play two records, and then we'll be live on the webcam and on the radio. You will get 60 seconds of your specialist subject, dialing codes of the UK.
It's not a specialist subject. I know nothing about it.
Jake Humphrey will come in and do those questions on tape, and then you will be in the chair. You ready?
Great news.
Good luck, everybody.
This week on The Chris Moyle Show, the team will take part in the toughest test in radio. Five contenders, two rounds of questions, one aim. To become the nation's disaster mind, thereby earning an hour of The Chris Moyle Show on BBC Radio 1.
Disaster Mind. Hello. Hello. I'm Jake Humphrey.
Hello, I'm Jake Humphrey.
Hello.
And welcome to Disaster Mind.
Thank you.
Today, one of the team is going to be quizzed on a specialist subject and then on their general knowledge, all under the pressure of the clock. 1 minute on the first round, then another minute on the second round. There'll be a record played in between. So let's see who can hold their nerve, and will today's contender join us, please?
Oh, here we go.
Your name is?
Hello, Jake, I'm Dominic.
Your occupation?
Newsreader.
And the specialist subject you picked out of the hat?
I didn't want to do it, but it's dialing codes across the UK.
Dominic, you will be answering questions on dialing codes of the UK.
Brilliant.
In 1 minute, starting now. What is the area code for Axminster in Devon?
I've absolutely known 01222.
Nope, the answer is 01297.
Mm-hmm.
There are two dialing codes for the Channel Islands. Which one is 01534?
Guernsey.
Nope, the answer is Jersey.
Jersey.
Name the rapper who sang Area Codes in the year 2001.
Oh my goodness, I can't remember. I wasn't revising that. I don't know, pass.
In 2002, what was the area code you dialed to reach Inner London?
2002? 020.
The answer... is 020. An area code is also known as an STD code. What does STD stand for?
Standard Trevor Dixon.
Nope, the answer is subscriber trunk dialing.
Thank you.
What's the international dialing code for the UK?
0044.
Correct. 01632 is a reserve dialing code.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
I've started,
correct.
So I'll finish. 01632 is a reserve dialing code. Why?
Because, Jake, they've got too many. And they needed a reserve dialing code. And they chose 01632.
Nope. Nope. The answer is so it can be featured in television programmes.
Ah. Good. Yeah, good one. Right.
Okay, just bear with me one second.
All right, no worries. How did you feel that went, Dominic?
Really terribly, I thought.
Did you think? Do you think you got any right?
I got two or three.
Two or three? All right, well, let's find out from Jake.
Okay.
You passed on only one question.
What was
which
that?
Was...
What was it?
Name the rapper who sang Area Codes year 2001.
Area.
The answer is Ludacris.
Yes.
Ah,
of course it's Ludacris. It.
That concludes the specialist subject round.
Okay.
We'll be seeing how good your general knowledge is after this record.
Thanks, Jake.
Hey, Dom.
Yep.
You've got to go through all that again in 3 minutes.
Brilliant.
Okay, so let's get on with the second round and see how you do with your general knowledge.
Okay. Jake.
You've got to be better at this, Dom. Good luck.
You have 1 minute, starting now. How many siblings does Chris have?
One.
Correct. Which rapper features on Rihanna's playlisted track, What's My Name?
Eminem.
Nope. The answer is Drake. What is the name of the actress in a scene reminiscent of Dr. No, who makes her entrance wearing an orange bikini in the Bond film Die Another Day?
Halle Berry.
Correct. What term, derived from buying beer, is used for a set of well-defined abdominal muscles?
Six-pack.
Yes. What is the common nickname for the American 5-cent coin?
Dime.
Nope. The answer is a nickel.
Oh, yeah.
When Fern tries to get out of a dinner date with Chris...
Swimming.
What's her usual... Yes? When Fern tries... What year in the 1990s did Westwood join Radio 1?
91?
Nope. The answer is 1994.
Yep.
Which prison, now used as a tourist attraction, stands on an island in San Francisco Bay?
Alcatraz.
Correct. Mrs. White and Miss Scarlet are characters in which...
Cluedo.
I've started, so I'll finish. Mrs. White and Miss Scarlet are characters in which classic board game?
Cluedo, I think.
Correct.
Wow, well done.
Wow, I'm impressed.
That was a good round.
I thought you were...
Okay, just bear with me 1 second.
Yeah, not a problem. How did you feel that went?
Do you know, guys, this is terrifying. Properly terrifying.
Let's have a look at him on the camera again in the chair. Look at him, look. Look at him. He's lopsided.
Sorry, how's that?
Sit back.
I am sat back.
Oh, okay. Just,
I'm sitting on my earpiece thing.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, Jake, when you're ready.
You had no passes.
Wow.
Right.
You have 8 points.
Oh.
So that's from both rounds. Eight
oh, is
points.
It?
Yeah. So well done. That's
that
right.
Was, that was
that's
impressive.
Good.
Jake,
thank you.
Jake, is that Jake. That's from both rounds, right?
Yes.
Correct.
Thank you very much.
Correct.
Will you say okay? I'll accept that.
Okay, I'll accept that.
That's nice. Okay, fabulous. All right. Well done, Dom.
Jake, can I come and read
the
news?
Thank you, contestant.
Sorry.
Thank you. And we'll be back tomorrow morning for another edition of Disaster Mind.
Love it.
That was really good.
Yeah, Jake was a bit stuttery, wasn't he, Matt? With
he
almost repeated a couple of questions, didn't he?
He did repeat one. Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Is Jake still on the line? Can we still speak to fake Jake?
He's still there. Yeah.
Jake, are you still there?
Yes.
All right. I was just saying, you did stutter like.
Nope.
No, you did. You
nope.
No, you stuttered on the.
Nope.
Okay. But did you think Dominic did well today?
Okay, I'll accept that.
Right.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Yes.
Well, to Chris, would you think any less of me if I kind of thought yesterday that Jake might have been next door in real life?
Jake, are you next door right now?
Nope.
Are you still behind Dave?
Nope.
Just say yes.
Yes.
No, he's not.
You looked.
He's in Norwich because I read his tweet before.
So you thought he was here yesterday?
Yeah, like only for like about 10 or 15 minutes.
Did you? With that in mind, Jake, do you think that Dave was going to win Disaster Mind?
Nope.
No, I didn't think so either. All right, well, thank you very much, Jake. And well done to Dominic Burton.
Thank you.
Well done. Which means tomorrow it's either me, Dave, or Tina the Healy in the Disaster Mind chair. I'm not going to get anywhere near what you got. I don't think I'll get any YouTube questions right.
Digital. FM. Online.
This is BBC Radio 1.
I love you two.
It's really hard.
Well, do you want to know? Really yesterday, hard. Lynn and I, she goes, oh, do you want to find a YouTube quiz? Right, yeah. On the album track, So-and-so, So-and-so, from the whatever, Boy album,
yep.
Whatever, He says that love is akin to what? Is it A? And I'm like, oh my God, I have no idea.
See, that's ridiculously in depth.
And
isn't
it was really.
I don't think you need to know that.
I'm hoping it'd be like which country they're from, how many people in the band, spell U2.
Spell U2. Yeah.
Have you watched Back to the Future yet, Tina?
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Last night?
I've been looking at my wiki notes on it.
Shall I ask you some questions about it?
No.
What's the registration plate on the back of the DeLorean?
Oh, please.
Right, okay. I'll just like to tell you. How is time travel possible?
Yeah, I wasn't paying that much.
Right, okay. Fair enough. Who plays Marty McFly?
Christopher Lloyd.
No, Michael J. Fox. Good luck tomorrow.
Yes,
you're going to be brilliant, Cena. It's going to be amazing. 8:33.